North Korea has condemned the new UN Security Council sanctions on the country as an act of war. North Korean Foreign Ministry says it considers the sanctions imposed over the country's latest ballistic missile test as a violent breach of sovereignty. The Foreign Ministry added that Pyongyang will continue to develop its nuclear weapons as deterrence against the U.S. nuclear threat and other hostile moves. The Security Council unanimously imposed the sanctions on Friday. They severely restrict exports of crude oil and its refined products to North Korea. Now, peace activist Ryan Dawson says the U.S. is not communicating well with North Korea in order to end the tensions with the East Asian country.
They always offer the stick and never the carrot. And there's nothing, no concessions made by the United States. They're not talking about ending the war games, so which are mock invasions in North Korea. And the sanctions, they already have sanctions. They're just making them a little bit tighter, and they're not communicating very well. So it's hard for North Korea to understand what the United States wants when Secretary of State saying we're willing to talk and negotiate with no preconditions, which they were saying as recently as 2 weeks ago. And now it's back to tighter sanctions through the UN and Donald Trump making his normal threats on Twitter and so on. The U.S. is using North Korea as a pretext to sell billions of dollars worth of equipment to South Korea and Japan and have an excuse to be in the South China Sea, supposedly for North Korea. But we all know that those radars from THAAD are pointed at China and Russia. We all know that this arms export is good for its own financial interests. It has nothing to do with North Korea.